Southwark News, Thursday, April 10th, 2014. Goodbye, Carnival King. Tributes paid to man who saved Bermondsey Carnival. Warm tributes have been paid to Bermondsey's Carnival King, Malcolm Clegg, who died in St. Thomas Hospital on Sunday. 80-year-old Mac was one of a determined band of locals who successfully fought to revive the Southwark Park event, which grew to become one of the borough's cherished annual festivals. Mac had suffered from a number of health problems and had been housebound for some time before his death. His wife, Jessie, said the loss had hit the family hard. Originally from Liverpool, Mac made Southwark his home and became a significant figure in Bermondsey life. Russell Dryden worked closely with Mac to organise some of the early carnivals and said he was always determined to carry on Mac's legacy. He said, "He was a Scouser. He was pretty much how you would imagine a Scouser to be. He was pretty straightforward and in your face. He never minced his words. He said what he felt. He was Mr. Carnival. Him and Mick Wilmer, they brought the carnival back." The Bermondsey Carnival had been cancelled during the cutbacks of Margaret Thatcher's time as Prime Minister in the 80s, and it was left to a determined bunch of locals to find a way to restart it. Russell added, "Together with Mick, he restarted the Bermondsey Carnival. Them and a few other guys were sitting in, I believe, the Ancient Foresters and talking about the carnival. They went on a mission to get the carnival back together, and they managed to get £20,000 off the council and formed a local committee. They put on a two-day event in the park in 1996. When it started getting bigger and bigger, the council took it over in 2001. That's when Mac got a bit out of the picture. Since then, Russell and Phil Burkett have worked hard to keep the event going. Mac loved being part of the carnival. He loved the community here," said Russell. Mac's funeral arrangements had not yet been known as the news went to press.